Talk Radio. I'd like to welcome everybody to the G-Lu Show. OG Sundays, old school flow. Now you know, so you can go and tell your friends that OG Lu is back at it again. Every Sunday night, we on this one-way flight straight to planet OG to get the kryptonite grind. So hit the switch, let it drag to the flow. Raise it up in the front, turn the bass down low. Now you're rolling with the G-Lu Flow. Internet's tuned in to the G-Lu Show. From 7 to 9, 10 to 12, oh well. We rock bells like the great LL. Like the postman, I deliver the mail in the form of old school songs like that there. Play a little Marvin, maybe a little Stevie. Blend it all together, make it sound real easy. Take a load off, roll up, do a bleezy. Park the low-low, take it back to the heezy. They call me G-Lu Leezy. OG Sundays, lowrider oldies for Sheezy. Yeah. OG Sundays, lowrider oldies. Law Talk Radio. Premium Lowrider Oldies. Yeah. OG Sundays, fabulous slow rider oldies with G-Lu, Queen Jean, and Cousin Marcy. I am G-Lu, your host with the most. Welcome everyone to the show. It is April 14, 2024, and we are back with the message, y'all. Before we get started, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan, and the Kwan Glomerate. 93.3 Tweed FM Ism, the After Six Cruise Mix every Thursday night. Blog Talk Radio with Tweed Cadillac. Yeah. Shout out to Didi Harrison, author, publisher, producer. Check out our books on Amazon. Check out our YouTube channel, the G-Lu Show YouTube channel. Make sure you check that out. Right after this, we got the After Hours. Oldies Rule Forever Sundays. Number one on Sunday nights, YouTube. Yeah, yay. So with that being said, let me bring in my co-host, Queen Jean is here. What up, Queen?
It's King Calvin. You
Queen Jean? My bad, sir. Queen Jean. I'm so sorry. I'm pushing the wrong buttons in here. Starting off early, kind of. Man, I know you're probably talking
about that. Baby, I'm ready. Somebody got you discombobulated over there.
My bad to the homie, too. Man, yeah, I'm tripping, huh?
You said this. I was saying what I was saying, and then I heard, you know, the trap over there, and I was like, okay, something's happening. But anyway, good evening to everyone. King G-Lu the Great, and everyone listening. Happy blessed Sunday. We made the roll call, y'all.
Yeah.
That's something
to
be thankful for. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. What's happening, King?
It's a beautiful thing. Man, I can't call it a long day, but it was a beautiful day today. So blessed to see, you know, this beautiful day, Sunday. Nothing much going on. Just blessed to be here. Like you said, we made a roll call because, as you know, it seemed like every other day is someone just passing away, man. So, I mean, literally now. So it's like, wow, man, rest in peace to everyone we lost just in the past week. So, like you said, blessed to be here. That's about it, Queen.
Absolutely it is. And you're absolutely right about the RIPs. It's every day for me instead of every other day. And as I stated on Friday, it's more than one, you know, but that's why we have to have to be grateful to be on the roll call unless you just don't love your own life. But if you love your life, be grateful, because it could be a whole different ball game. And it wasn't yesterday here in the Carolinas today. It was nice and sunny. I said, we can just get that for the rest of the week, or however long you want to give it to us, God, I receive it and will accept it, because it is beautiful. Now here in Cali, it's been rainy and cold, so but blessings to everybody. Prayers up to everyone, and anyone that's going through something challenging, I'm praying for you. I'm truly praying for you, because these are challenging times that we are living in.
Yes.
And we have to be mentally as strong as you can be, just strong. You got to stay strong. You got to stand on it and strong, because the times are challenging, and people are trying you. You know, you got to literally just look at people with that eye like, stand down, not today, I'm not the one. Oh, well, maybe I'm the one, but I don't want to be that one. So stand down.
Right.
You know, just back it up, because it's something else in the world today. So, yeah, let's just be blessed, you know, rejoice, have grace, be humble, be thankful, have integrity most of all. What you do in life. Yeah, like, you know, because it's out there. We see it every day. If it's not through social media, it's within the hoods. It's in the grocery stores. It's always revealed some kind of way that you got to stay prayed up and be on the right, have the right connection, you know, to the source.
Yeah.
I enjoy my day today, that's for sure.
I know that's right. And also, Queen, I want to tell the people, if you missed Friday's show, go back and check that out. Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy put on an incredible interview or conversation with someone who happens to be their cousin, but a phenomenal figure in the culture and the history, one of the first lady dancers on Soul Train. That was just a great interview. So if you missed that, y'all, go back to the archives and check that out. Shout out to Ms. Selma as well.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And she was very humbled and grateful. She totally enjoyed herself having the conversation with us. It was a blast. It was a blast. So I enjoyed it. But she says thank you to you and to remind you that you met her. And I was like, that's right. Y'all did meet. I don't know.
You reminded me. When you said that earlier in that text, I remember too. Yeah, I just didn't then. But when you said it, I'm like, okay, now I remember that face and everything. Yeah, definitely. We was kicking out there on the little patio thing y'all had.
Absolutely, yeah. That was for my birthday, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but she said thank you very much. And to remind you, she said, tell that young man he met me. I'll tell that young man that.
That was dope, though. I was just jumping in. I usually don't do that, but I had to get in on a couple questions, especially like the Pacoima thing, because once she said it, I mean, I knew people were out there, but when she broke down the history, that intrigued me. So that was something I learned as well, you know. So, yeah, great interview again, conversation.
Thank you. We appreciate you. We appreciate it. I know Cousin Marcy definitely did enjoy it a lot. So it was just good, the three of us. It was three different age groups on there. You know what I'm saying? And that's what made it great, the different age groups. So, yeah, because Cousin Marcy is the baby cousin.
Right. That's another thing that's a trip, too. She like the baby. Like y'all was saying, y'all was cousins, and her dad was Miss Thelma's uncle. I'm like, how in the hell? Because that's a big age. Like she could be her grandma, really. You know, she was like, yeah, your dad is my uncle. I'm like, I was just tripping, man. I was like, there's a lot going on right here.
Mm-hmm. And Marcy's dad is older than my dad. So, but Marcy's dad and my dad,
Marcy's dad, boy, shout out to him.
He's 91 years old. Yeah,
wow.
He's 91. So, yeah, what a blessing. What a blessing. But, yeah, our family is huge. Even though we've lost a lot, we still have a big family because it's always a birth happening. So we got to be thankful to the Most High for that. You know, you
right.
heard her talking about the history and, yeah, you know, the Soul Train history, though. So, yeah, y'all need to go check that out because I was like, wow. Yeah, Soul Train. Rest
yep.
in peace to
history
Don
Cornelius. Right there, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that part.
Go check it out.
So, yeah, check that out. Tap in. It's the G-Lou Show, OG Sundays, the fabulous lowrider, Odie Show. With G. Lou, Queen Jean, our musical supervisor tonight. You kind of mixed it up tonight, Queen. What we got going on tonight?
Yeah, I kind of mixed up, to be honest with you. And I said to myself when I was putting that playlist together, I said, now this is the vibe you're feeling right now. Because I was listening to music. And as I was listening to music, I said, oh, I want to put this on the playlist. So I was, you know, putting it on the playlist what I wanted to hear. So, yeah, I mixed it up. I didn't go too deep into the vote to get a lot of good, you know, oldies, but I thought about lowriders, you know, when I was also listening to the music. Lowriders, they don't just listen to oldies. They listen to some good, you know, upbeat music too, and it sounds good when it be coming out them vehicles, them lowriders. So I was just in a zone when I was putting that list together. That's how I was feeling. And that's the way I would want to feel this evening from the playlist. So that's what that was about.
Okay.
Can you dig it?
That's what's happening. I can dig it. The G Lou Show, y'all. OG Sunday is fabulous. Lowrider Oldies. We'll be back, y'all.
Yes, bro.
Let me love you. Let me. I couldn't get it. I had to wet my whistle. Every Sunday, man. Shout out to the G Lou Show, man, and all the listeners tonight, man. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, man, it's a must, man. You know, I'm straight out of Compton, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a must that they listen to, you know what I'm saying, the OG Lou Show on Sundays, Low Rider Sundays, man. It's all believe me, if you love Low Rider and you love old school music, this is the show for you. You know what I'm saying? Tune in every Sunday.
What are you doing today?
And I'm going to start tuning in every when I'm not low riding. I will be tuning in.
What are you doing today?
And I'll be calling in too, so y'all might get tired of it.
The G. Lou Show is one of the hidden universities of America, and you should tune in and send your tax-free dollars into the G. Lou Show, because you fuck around and get the grand prize of some Islam and some real shit, but we real activated with this black thing. Don't get it twisted. We will switch vernaculars like a 458 Ferrari. Or the
Yay, we are back at it. This is G. Lou Show, OG Sundays, Fabulous Slow Rider Oldies with Queen Jean. And Cousin Marcy just pulled up too, y'all.
Two, two,
hi, guys.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
What's happening?
Can y'all hear me okay? Happy OG Sundays to y'all. Glad to be in the building.
Yay.
Woo, woo. Trying out something new tonight, y'all, so bear with me. Bear with me. I went outside, y'all. See, when I just mind my business, everything be good to go. But then I went outside a few minutes ago, and it's storming. Like, the weather completely changed. But God is good, so, yeah. I don't know where this came from. It's just, like, all of a sudden, because I've been in and out all day. But how y'all tonight? I missed the beginning. I missed the salutations and everything.
We know where it came from. It was just unexpected.
Right. Exactly. You right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry that's happening to y'all out there. We got some sunshine today. My life.
I saw people that. I said, check you out outside studio. I love it.
Yeah, that's a comfortable place to be when the sun is shining. Even when it's raining, if it's not too wet, you know, not too heavy. But praise God, you here. Good to have
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I came with the tea. I came with the drama, of course. So I know y'all ain't gonna pick no sides out the three of us, but you guys are gonna go with the beige, which is Drake, or you gonna have to go with the big guy, Rick Ross, or you gonna have to go with K-Dot. I don't know what's happening. This week. That's a bunch of mess, y'all.
But Marcy's minute.
Yeah, we'll figure
it
out.
It was good hearing Malik's voice, and shout out to OG Entertainment. I'm going to have to hit him up and say, you made a drop saying you was going to call in. You was going to be checking in with us. So you know what? I'm going to have to remind him of that drop he put out, because I haven't heard his voice on here since. He said, in a matter of fact, I'm going to call in and be hanging out with y'all. I'm going to hit him up and be like,
shout out to Gangsta.
You know, he got his little channel.
He be active, though. He got his channel thing going on YouTube. He be on there. He be doing a lot. Shout out to G, man.
Yeah.
Gangsta.
He do.
Yeah.
Yeah, check out his channel, though. It be famous. He be on the money, though. He be talking some real stuff. Check out his YouTube channel. But I'm still going to remind him. I'm gonna go on one of his episodes and make it in the comments, because he did his comments. So shout out to OG Gangster.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Shout out to the homie from Compton. Compton in the house.
Compton, the CPT. Did y'all see that little clip I put up of DJ Quick? He was dancing off of Tonight. I was like, that was the vibe I was feeling on Friday.
No, I missed that. I'm gonna have to go back and check that. It's on your page.
Yeah, it was just a little clip, but he was jamming. I was like, look at DJ Quick jamming on for Tonight. Absolutely.
That's right.
Hey, that new birth he was just playing, King. You know, that was some sexy. That's some sexy. Stop looking, listen. That's some. Take it down. That's some sexy, sexy, saucy music right there.
That's a bad jam. Take it down. What are we taking down exactly? The drapes? Listeners want
to
know.
No, you just taking the hand down the spine to the ramp, and you stop right there. if you got a ramp, everybody don't have a ramp.
Yeah. You gotta stay up.
If you don't have a ramp, your hand gonna keep on sliding down, but you gonna think this is fine.
Wow.
I got a ramp. No, I'm just playing. Queen got a ramp.
Wow. You be like, wait a minute, you're only supposed to stop at the ramp.
Oh,
no, but that's
Lord,
that's some spine. That's a spine action right there off of that song. That's old school.
Oh, Lord.
King said all I can say is wow.
Face already heard. Okay. Laughing already.
Okay.
When you hear wow, that's playing it safe. That's safe.
You already
know. That's wisdom right there. So, wow.
Well, you told us 2 weeks ago now the people was listening, y'all. She just said, what we got to do, Quinn? We just got to be quiet. Like, I've just been practicing that. Like, I got chastised by organization last week, and I was like, Mercy, just be quiet. And the turnout was absolutely, like, if I probably would have not be quiet like I was advised, totally get it.
Yeah, sometimes silence is golden. So, and it's okay, you know. Or you can just say, "Wow,
wow."
I'm going back to my song, y'all. I'll be back. I got a rap. Queen's got a
rap. Do I hear another voice on the line? Do I?
No.
Oh, okay.
I thought I did too.
See. This must be the Stella Rose look. It's this new, I don't know if it's new. It's new to me, maybe old to Tom, but it's Stella Rosa, and it's the Tropical Passion. And it's got
the
smooth brandy. Yeah, it's like a smooth brandy. It's a real smooth drink, and that's what I'm drinking. So if I get a little goofy tonight,
right?
I'm going to blame it on the act. Yeah, that's what it's.
That's the one she endorses, I believe.
Who does?
It's like a cognac brandy. It's a Stella Rosa, like a cognac drink, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, it's good. Tell us about
it. It's very good. Got to put, for me, I have to put a few cubes of ice in it. Other than that, I would just, yeah. So I have
okay,
to
just straight.
A little bit. Yeah, I couldn't take it straight. Mm-mm. Unless I was somewhere listening to Stop, Look, and Listen, then I could take
listen.
It straight.
Yeah,
but
right.
Since, yeah.
914-803-4001. Okay, you have to press 1 if you want to know exactly what she just said, because if you missed it, you didn't miss it. Okay.
Wow.
That part. That part. Let's go.
I got your back.
You got me. See, we're going to go back with Tina right now.
You know?
Wow.
I mean, you living on the East Coast, me living on the West Coast, it's tearing me apart. We've got to stop meeting like this.
Try to understand when I say how much I care. It hurts me so inside.
Thank you.
That's the sounds of Tina Marie, y'all. Check this one out, though.
Just like that. Red eye, blue. Yo, check it out. You are now tuned into The G-Lou Show, OG Sundays, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies Show, with Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, and my G-homie, Hanksta the Gangsta. Yo, G, play me something, please.
Okay, thanks, Lord. Okay, I have a dedication. I'm going to go way back because it reminds me of my sibling. And
that's
we
right.
used to always be in the backyard with my older cousins, and they would always say oldies. That's why I love you, oldies. Right on. So I appreciate you, King. And I'm going to keep riding with you until midnight, so I'll be on the line. I might chime back in.
Okay,
it's all good. Enjoy your evening, sweetheart. Let's take a ride.
Take a ride,
ride.
Flossie said.
Yay. OG Sundays, y'all. Now we got Queen Jean with those announcements for the evening. Queen Jean.
Old school, the emotions, y'all. So I Can Love You, one of my favorites from back in the day. Hey, if you guys want to try something new at your events, like birthday parties, receptions, picnics, you definitely need to have FD Funnel Cakes come out and cater your events. They do an amazing job. It's something different to do versus, you know, the regular birthday cakes, cupcakes. It's just something different. And they're good for sip and paint parties. And the children just love, would be loving that, to be making their own funnel cakes. So that's something to check out at 2807 North Dalhart Avenue in Compton, California. Tuesday through Fridays from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. closed on Mondays, and they are no longer taking phone orders. You can order online through DoorDash or Uber Eats, Postmates for pickup or delivery. You can also stop by the Payless Food Store in Compton at El Segundo and Avalon and find that on aisle number 7, and also the Miracle Market on, what is that, Wilmington and Avalon as well, and follow FD Funnel Cakes on Instagram. Don't be shy. Check them out. Give them that opportunity. If you're in need of travels, that would be Soul Travels with Elia Delgado. EliaDelgado.intiltravel.com. The business line is 808-769-2964. You can ask for Ms. Delgado. She can give you any information that you need, and also email her at EliaDelgado@gmail.com and follow on Instagram, Soul_Travels_LLC. Also, check out our big brother Deacon Hank Norman at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church to get your blessing of free food, located at 1401 West 34th Street in the city of Long Beach. And that's all week, first come, first serve. And also, they serve hot breakfast on Mondays. You can also get your praise on by attending the Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m. We all need to get some praise in. Also, Bible study is every Wednesday live on Facebook at noon. I love watching those and being a part of that. You feel like you're right there sitting, getting that Bible study. Also, Tweed Cadillac After Six Cruise Mix shows every Thursday, hosted and produced by Tweed himself with G. Lou and Rick as the co-host. The studio line is 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak or listen online, blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM. The West Coast time is 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast is 10 p.m. So check them out every Thursday. The nonprofit organization, founder Cynthia Nunn of S&N Angels, food giveaway every Saturday at 12:30 p.m. at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. Follow S&N Angels on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook to see the videos. That's every Saturday, y'all. So go get your blessing and be a blessing. And also, Luther Jr. Keith, a.k.a. Big Boo, is always accepting donations for free food and clothing because he's out every day helping the homeless out with food and clothing, hot meals, shoes. He's supplying their needs with the help of donations from, you can follow him on Facebook and IG under Luther Jr. Keith, a.k.a. Boo. And also check out My Tribe Rise on IG as well. Okay, and also check out our YouTube channel, subscribe to it, The G. Lou Show, for all the contents there. On Sundays, it's Oldies Rule Forever. On Saturdays, it's Conversation in the Hookah Lounge. On Fridays, it's Interviews. On Mondays, it's Keeping It Real. And on Tuesdays, it's Changing the Game. That's a whole lot going on over there. And also check out G. Lou's playlist he has. He has different playlist on there for your listening. So check out the YouTube channel, Filthy Rich Banana Pudding, Gourmet Banana Pudding, founder and owner Tanya Ward. Follow her on Instagram as well. Also follow Marcy's Minute on our YouTube, The Hood Postman, and also The Patio Politics, Writer for Life, and G Connect. Happy birthday to anyone celebrating a birthday, any type of happiness you got going on today. Congratulations. Enjoy yourselves. Be kind to yourselves. And that will conclude my announcements for this evening.
Oh, wonderful announcement. There is an echo.
DJ Maniac. Thank you, Queen Cover and King. What's happening?
Nothing much. It's been a while.
It's been a while. You good?
DJ Maniac.
I'm good. King G. Lou. How y'all living Bobby out there? Me and Marcy.
We're not making 4 and 5 albums in 1 week now like DJ Maniac is. How you doing?
I'm good.
Maniac been active. He been busy, huh?
You
said active, Maniac.
I have. Oh, man. I need a break.
DJ Maniac over there, man. He says, DJ Maniac, that statue for Allen Iverson. What is this? A statue for the Center for Ants?
Yeah.
Oh, shots fired. Damn.
This is horrible.
Damn, AI. Why you do
like
AI like that?
In the palm of his hands. This small, that's what the people gave him. Wasn't me.
Yeah, shout out to him for getting that statue though, but it definitely ain't like no, you know, like the one, you know, not even like Sylvester. Rocky got a bigger, Rocky got a statue in Philly. Ain't that a bitch? Is that statue still up there?
Oh,
that's crazy. Rocky ain't even a real person. He got a, oh my God.
What Rocky?
Shout out Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, you say he's not even a real
queen
person.
No, he's not. That'd be like making a statue of the Terminator. Like, what?
Yeah. That's crazy. Shout out to AI, though. Shout out to Allen Iverson, though, still getting his statue.
Recognition.
You know. There you go.
He probably was like, whatever with this bullshit.
DJ Maniac is over there kicking the couch. Charlie Murphy's like, no. Please, Hammer, don't hurt him.
Oh, goodness.
He let you
know. We deserve a big statue of Julius Erving. I love Julius Erving more than Allen Iverson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Julius Erving don't even got a statue on. He definitely needs a statue up there.
He needs
Damn
one. Yes.
Dr. J, man. Come on, stop playing.
Well,
but shout out
always
to AI. You know, I ain't going to take away from AI, though. Shout out to AI, though, man. But, yeah. You know, I guess, you know, like Queen said, recognition.
Mm-hmm. I think that's all people want is recognition. I mean, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know, because they people be wanted on Instagram.
Yeah, I know he's happy. Yeah, he's happy about it. I know he came out, and you know what I mean? So either way,
yeah,
he has to be proud, you know, regardless, you know?
Absolutely. not overlooked.
But
you
like,
know, because sometimes
right,
people
right.
feel like, you know, you overlooking me. Well, damn, I ain't worth something. I feel like I'm good enough to get a little something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Right.
But yeah, shout out to AI, Allen, Austin. Hey, we too
yep.
quiet. Let's take a ride or something. What happened?
Hey,
what happened to the energy?
I think that's the problem. I think we are taking a ride. I think that's the issue. What's hello there, Dickie.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It just was too quiet for a moment. I'm like, what's happening? Let's take a ride, team. Let's keep on moving.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go.
Radio, check him out. He's is on Wednesdays and Sundays. His call-in number is 914-803-4001. 93.3 FM. Ism, baby.
Let's hold you in my arms. There's life below. potter and I'm the clay. Whatever you look around, I'm on display. They call me Brother Nature, like a book with no pages. I came from the West Wing.
Man, that's the homie Boosie. Boosie. Boosie Collins right there. Classic. Hey, before we continue, I'm going to bring Cousin Marcy in with the Marcy's Minute in a minute. But before we do that, let me bring Queen Jean in because Queen Jean had a special request from someone. Right, Queen?
Oh, yeah. So my brother Doc, and when he called me and told me, he said, y'all got the OG show tonight, right? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, I want to hear Bloodstone. Which song? And he said, Never Let You Go. And I was like, dang, that is a classic. I haven't heard that in a minute. So, yeah, Bloodstone, Never Let You Go.
My mind has been blown to bits. I was just about to call it quits. An everyday problem, I didn't stand a prayer. And you came along, and hope was there. There had been times when I thought that I could tune right up and break down and cry. You gave me your hand, you made me stand. You said, be a man. Yes, I know you can. And each and every day, you never fail to stay with me, always say, please don't go away. And in return, you know I never will. You know I never will. Unless I never will. Oh, 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 oh. Never, never, never let you go. On a rainy day, just keep you in love.
Rocker for the G-Lu Oldie Low Rocker Show. Come and take that ride with the G-Lu Tribe. Feel the chill. Vibe. Also, I wanted to thank G-Lu for the opportunity and platform that has been given to many of us. May the Most High continue to bless the show with longevity. Let's roll.
Yeah. I mean, before I continue, I want to give another special shout out to the homie Kev Mac. This is C-Day today, so shout out to the homie Kev Mac, man. Much love and respect, brother. Enjoy your born day. And like I was saying, I don't think there's no need to procrastinate anymore. You know what I mean? So we might as well just get to it. Cousin Marcy, what's cracking, man, with that Marcy minute?
A whole lot of shit. Thank you so much, Cuzzo Queen, DJ Maniac, and listeners. Yes, you have made it for another Marcy's Minute tonight, April 14th, 2024. All right, y'all, we're going to go a little far first, bringing you this straight from Tel Aviv, Israel. Yes, Israel is quiet on its next steps against Iran and on which partners help shoot down missiles. Israeli leaders on Sunday credited an international military coalition with helping thwart a direct Iranian attack involving hundreds of drones and missiles, calling the coordinated response a starting point for a strategic alliance of regional opposition to Tehran. Iran launched the attack in response to a strike widely blamed on Israel that hit an Iranian consular building in Syria this month and killed two Iranian generals. By Sunday morning, Iran said the attack was over and Israel reopened its airspace. Iran's president claimed Iran had taught Israel a lesson and warned that any new adventures against the interests of the Iranian nation would be met with a heavier and regretful response from the Islamic Republic of Iran. So these two folks have been engaged in a shadowy war for years, seems like my whole life. The Sunday's assault was the first time Iran launched a direct military assault on Israel, despite decades of enmity dating back to the country's 1979 Islamic Revolution. So, the U.S. is now involved. They said that Iran definitely wanted to cause casualties, just like Israel did a couple of months ago, right? This is going to be something to watch. Hopefully they stop all this bombing and all this missiling, because now the targets have said to have been everyone's nuclear plants. Mm-mm-mm. Moving right along. So this week we all know that we did lose one of our most known sports heroes. O.J. Simpson did pass away. I'll just get into some of his career highlights. The University of Southern California, that's right, USC, Simpson won the Heisman Trophy in 1968 and was the first player chosen in the 1969 NFL Draft. As a pro, Simpson was the first player to rush for more than 2,000 yards. He was NFL Player of the Year in 1972, 1973, and 1975, was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1985. Simpson played for the Buffalo Bills for 9 years and for the San Francisco 49ers for 2 years. Bringing OJ up, of course, there's other things that the man was known for. Most infamously are one of the cases that he actually was found guilty of, not the one you think. If OJ Simpson's assets go to court, Goldman and Brown families could be the first in line. This was updated on April the 12th. So yes, with OJ's death on Wednesday, not paying the lion's share of the $33.5 million judgment a California civil jury, awarded to the families of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman. Acquitted at a criminal trial, not found guilty, Simpson was found liable by jurors in a 1997 wrongful death lawsuit. So now, here's how it might play out in the next few months. Whether or not he left behind a will, and whatever that document says, Simpson's assets will now almost certainly have to go through what's known as a probate process in court before his four children or other intended heirs can collect any of them. Different states, of course, have different laws. So Nevada law says an estate must go through the courts if the assets exceed $20,000 or if any real estate is involved. This must be done within 30 days of the death. If a family fails to file documents, creditors themselves can begin the process. So once the case is in court, the creditors who say they are owed money, including these victims in the civil suit, can 100% get to those assets. A Los Angeles attorney, Arash Sadat, who specializes in property disputes, says it's 100% better for the claimant to have the debtor be deceased and their money in probate. Mm-mm-mm. Goldman's father, Fred Goldman, he's still talking. The lead plaintiff always said the issue was never the money. It was only about holding Simpson responsible. And he said in a statement Thursday that with Simpson's death, the hope for true accountability has ended. And lastly, you all, we want to send our condolences to the family of Dungeon Family founding member, Organized Noise producer Rico Wade. Atlanta rep legend Rico Wade, known for his work with Outkast, Goody Mob, Killer Mike, and more, has reportedly died. Well, he did pass away, you all. The Atlanta rap scene is mourning a massive loss with the death of Southern music legend Rico Wade. According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Wade has reportedly passed away at the age of 52. Wade was, of course, the founding member of hip-hop music collective, the Dungeon Family, one-third of production trio Organized Noise. I don't have the words to express my deep and profound sense of loss. I am praying for your wife and children, praying for the Wade family, praying for us all, Killer Mike wrote. Friendship and brotherhood, I don't know where I would be without y'all. For those that may not be too knowledgeable on Mr. Rico Wade, under his influence, Atlanta rap pioneers broke into the mainstream, including Outkast, Goody Mob, Future, who is his cousin, alongside Organized Noise members Ray Murray and Sleepy Brown. Wade co-produced Outkast's first four albums, Southern Playalistic Cadillac Music, ATL Aliens, Aquemini, and Steak On Ya, as well as TLC's 1995 Grammy-winning classic, Waterfalls. If you want to know more, there was a documentary that came out in 2016 called The Art of Organized Noise. Wade, Dungeon Family artists, and mainstream acts influenced by them spoke about the musical group's rise to prominence. Again, condolences to the family and friends of Rico Wade. And that'll do it for tonight's Marcy's Minute. Queen, G-Lu, Maniac, back to y'all.
Hey, thank you for those Marcy Minutes.
Of course.
Yes, R.I.P. Yes,
of
yes,
course.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, who was that? Caitlyn Jenner? Is that who it was? What do they call her? Miss Doubtfire?
No, that's Bruce Jenner. That's Bruce Jenner.
Oh, Bruce.
He's always a man. Yes, he woo, what he said. What, please. He was on the Wheaties box. That is a man.
No matter what you say, he's going to always be. But yeah, he had just made a little comment on his page, and
he's
I don't know if people were referring to
him. He said good riddance.
Said, you act like you mad because he boinked your wife, which we know that he did. Is that what made, that's why you're mad. They was all sitting up in the courtroom together.
What'd he do to
Chris,
her? What'd he do to her?
He boinked his wife. Somebody said, you act like you mad because OJ, your wife. He went down the rim. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he mad. He's still mad. That's why I'm calling him Bruce. Bruce, you mad? You still didn't get her attention turning yourself? Let me stop. Marcy, go on mute.
Marcy's Minute, y'all.
Thank y'all.
It's sad because, like, the white community been hating him ever since he won that case.
Mm-hmm.
They still hurt about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They couldn't see the legalness of it. He legally won that case, and it was for the evidence you know, Reverend Casey Price, and they just, they couldn't get with, they couldn't believe it.
What Bill would to say?
It doesn't
just
fit.
Keep on using me.
Until
you
use
me.
That's
what
happened
with
Mr.
OJ. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was no longer beneficial.
Yeah, that was time,
you know,
to
what
have
saying?
Families fighting. Right, right,
yeah.
Right. And the little runner, because that's what he was, the little guy, he was nothing but the supplier. He'd go get stuff. I was 16. Yeah, I was 16 when that all started. And I really took a interest in it, not because it was just shoved in our face every day. I mean, we were at school, and they were pumping this stuff. They was letting us watch TV in school. They didn't care. Long story short, but even I knew then, no, this is like CARTEL 101. Somebody owed a debt. Somebody didn't pay. And somebody had to get told. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
That was all. Where'd he come from? He was over there trying to boink Chris Jenner. But anyway, I digress. That's just my theory. Wait. One more thing. If you wasn't so connected to the man and Mr. Bruce Jenner, you wasn't so mad. Well, when he ran off the first time in the Bronco, where did he go? He went to Kim Kardashian's room. The girl is 15 years old. That's a close family relationship. Telling them, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to K-I-L-L myself. No, just stop it. They just mad. Stay mad. No, I'm just playing.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. OG Sunday on the TV show. We'll be back.
Hey, how you doing? Really good to see you. Well, I'm doing all right, I guess. Still trying to do my thing. You been away? Oh, I see. Well, I just got back in town myself. You know, there's something been on my mind for a long time, but I couldn't tell anybody. Because they would have thought I wasn't wrapped too tight. Well, look here. If you got a minute, let me tell you a little story about what I finally realized after the hurt and pain was gone and the tears were gone from my eyes.
Since you left, life don't mean a thing. I see the moon, I see the sunrise, but there's nothing in between. Sorry is the word, oh, but cool is what I really mean. Cause when I touch you, girl, I touch the queen. I touch the dream. Oh, I touched a dream. All I do is dream of fantasies, secret thoughts of love, secrets of you and me. And when we made love, someone unreal would have to take your place. For without you, my life is such a waste. I feel so bad because once the dream was so real, and pride won't let me hide the way it feels to touch a dream. Stranger. Yeah. couldn't feel a thing. Give me back the feeling, take this numbness from my heart.
Legend. Aladdin, I'm glad you're still here, you know, able to get your flowers. Man, I'm glad we were able to, you know, have you on here. It's definitely an honor. I've been hyped like the last 2 weeks, bro. You know what I mean? It's like this was definitely a classic episode, man, and just an honor to have you here, man, because I really respect
hey,
what you.
It was
doing,
a pleasure, man.
For the game,
I really appreciate it, man, and I thank you, bro. I mean, I really had a great time, man. I enjoyed myself, man. Then especially because all the people you brought on, that's all family, man.
Right,
that's all family, man. You know what I'm saying? So it was a pleasure, man.
Shout out to my boy Jeff Warren. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, much love. Much love.
Again, I really appreciate it. Hey, Queen, anything you want to say to Aladdin? Because I know Queen has some.
I want to say what's up and much respect to the Queen. And I appreciate her for even, you know what I'm saying, promoting me and having me on the show, too. Because I was seeing a little promotions, you know what I'm saying? And that Facebook had it pumped up.
Queen G.
I want to say thank you, Queen. Good looking out.
You're welcome. You're welcome, homie. You're my homeboy. You know, when you said 133rd and Slater, I was like 134th. And when you said, I said Joe's Liquor, and you said the record shop, I said Bill's Market. That's like front of you.
That's all it. All day long. Yeah, that's it, mom.
Then you got
for
the
real.
Pocket.
That's my girlfriend.
And then when you said,
yeah, pocket. Then you got the AZ. You know, so you know, I knew her. Man, my boy was DJ over there, big off north. You know what I'm saying? Big Bay. I used to go to his party. You know what I'm saying? Who got the magic fingers burger spot right there on the Gondo in Central.
Yes. And the Freeman Fish House and the candy store right there across from Willow Grove. But yeah, you my homeboy, so.
Yes, all love. Say, mom, it's all love.
Blessings to your prosperity. Keep it rocking. You know, just keep doing what you're doing. It's a pleasure. I just love to hear the greatness that comes from Compton, you know, because they try to give Compton this bad rap. So I love it.
Compton got the legends. We got the legends, and
Compton,
we still building.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's just spreading the love all over, though. It's just spreading the love. Yeah, that's all that it is.
Part.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
Lowrider Oldies live and direct. G Lou, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, the homie DJ Maniac is here. And we did it again, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so nice. I gotta put that on repeat twice. Tell me if you still care.
That's the one. That's the one.
That's mesmerizing. Like, just tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great show. Somebody texted me and said, y'all wild. I said, it's a vibe. It's always a vibe when you hang out with us. So
yeah.
I don't know about the vibe. It's just a vibe. It's like, you know, a lot of jive talk. It's just fun. That's all it is.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's mm-hmm. a beautiful thing. So keep hanging out and get wild with us. That's all. You know, just a vibe. Absolutely. With that being said, let's just take a second to think about how blessed we are. You know, you are more than your past, your financial situation, your job, your personality, your triumphs, and your failures. You are a child of God. Always remember that, John 1:12, and carry yourself such as. You don't have to be holy, holy, holy. Just carry yourself as if you know that the Spirit of God lives within you. That's it. And that's a cool way to be. Cool. Mm-hmm. Peace, love, light, ashe. Take that with you. Marinate on that.
What are you doing, y'all? There it is, y'all. I don't know what else to say, but 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K. I'm going to leave you with that, that way. DJ Maniac, Cousin Marcy, it's on y'all.
Amen.
Oh, man.
What's that, Maniac?
I just want to, I'm sorry, Cousin Marcy.
No, go ahead.
I do want to give a shout-out to the great Mr. Bandana. I seen his show on YouTube. He's nice with it.
Bandana. I don't have anything, but thank y'all. Fun time again. Thank you for listening to my rant. And don't forget, pull up 30 minutes from now on the YouTube for OG Sundays. After Hours be lit. So make sure you get over there early, grab your ticket, and get your request in, okay? And hit that like, share, and subscribe button. And I'll see y'all when I see y'all. Thank y'all.
Come on, baby. Love on fire. Peace, y'all.
Yeah.
Love.
We out of here, y'all. Maniac, much love. Peace, y'all.
Much love.